Hello, my friend, and welcome. Welcome to this meditation where you're going to start learning to listen to your body, listen to the sweet wisdom of your amazing body that is talking to you all the time. So let's get ready. Make yourself comfortable as you're getting ready for this meditation. And take a nice, deep, relaxing breath. Take a few more deep breaths and just allow yourself to slow down from your day, from the thinking mind, and just start focusing on your breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. And just start following your in-breath into your body. It's like an elevator. You just hop on the elevator of your in-breath. And you follow it down into your body, and that's where you want to be when you're gonna start listening. So on your in-breath, you feel your chest and your belly expand. And I really want you to pay attention to that expansion in your belly and your chest. Because that brings you down into your body. So on your next in-breath, just follow it down into your belly and feel how your belly expands quite naturally. And just allow it to expand and become soft and round. And natural as it receives your in-breath. And then of course on your out-breath, you just notice how your belly collapses and releases the breath, all happening in your body with you paying attention to it. Do a few more of those, breathing in into the belly and breathing out again. And let's just hang out here for a moment where you just focus on your breath without the need to do anything. Without the need to get anywhere. Change yourself. Plan for the next moment. Just letting go of anything that has to do with moving away from this precious moment. Just simply breathe into your body. Feeling how your chest and belly rise and fall. So now that you are slowing down, maybe have slowed down enough, you can really notice your body and what else is going on inside besides the expansion and contraction when you breathe. To just start noticing, what is your experience right now? Do you notice any sensations? Any feelings? Just by paying attention to your body. There's no right or wrong. There's just your experience right now. So notice if there's any kind of intensity, maybe impatience, fear, maybe boring, whatever it is, just feel it. Allow it. The same if it's peace, maybe you feel inspired, hopeful. So anything that you are experiencing right now, that's exactly the right thing. So you can just feel and allow it all. And maybe even say hello to it. And when you say hello to whatever feeling or sensation or experience is present right now, you're opening up to it with a curiosity. We normally want uncomfortable feelings to go away. But right now, you're going to say hello to them with a curiosity. To find out, how does this feeling actually feel in my body? How does impatience feel? And where do you feel it, if that is your feeling? Maybe, how does sadness feel? Is it a heaviness in your chest? Or whatever feeling you are experiencing, how does that feel? So just do your best to feel the body's sensations of this one particular experience or feeling. So just keep breathing gently into this area, this feeling, just with an open, gentle curiosity. And it's a way to start getting to know yourself in a new way. And as you do that, I want you to also notice, what is your relationship to to these feelings or this feeling? Do you notice any kind of resistance to feeling it? Or are you curious and open? There's no right or wrong, and this is just being aware of your current now moment experience. Just noticing and being curious. And maybe you can notice if you are saying yes to these feelings, or some of it. Or maybe you feel a no or a resistance. Or maybe you feel neutral. Just allow it all as a way to start learning what is going on in you without you normally not paying attention to it. So now that you're paying attention to sensations and feeling in your physical body, let's start exploring this feeling of yes. Let's first feel what a yes feels like in your body. So I'm going to ask you to imagine something that you really like or want. It could be one of the feelings that you just felt, if it was a good one, or it can be something totally different. What we're after here is something that you definitely say yes to. Maybe your favorite food, an exercise class, a dance class, your favorite workshop, or maybe just some silent time on your own. Again, it doesn't matter what it is. What matters is that it's something that you really like or want. So you can feel the feeling that makes you know that you like it or want it. So notice what happens in your body when you think of this, whatever it is that you say yes to, that you want. Sense into that feeling. Where do you feel it? Is it in your chest or your belly? Somewhere else? Where do you feel this feeling? Where is it speaking from to you? Does your body expand, get energized, open up, or smile? And notice how you breathe when you feel that. This is how your yes feels in your body. So all I want you to do now is become aware of how a yes translates into your body language. Just feel it. So now we're going to transition, and please just shake your yes feeling off you a little bit. Take a few nice breaths. And then make yourself available to start learning the feeling of a no. Just like with the yes, your body has a way to tell you no. So think of something that you really don't like or don't want. Again, it can be a current situation in your life, it can be something from the past, the future. Can be a food you don't like, a person, anything. It doesn't matter. Just think of something or someone you don't like or want, and then notice how your body speaks that to you. So the question is, how do you know that you don't like that? How does your body tell you that? Does your body contract? Do you feel uncomfortable in your chest? Maybe your jaws tighten. Your fist clenches up. How do you breathe? So now you're going to take a little time to just breathe into your body where that no lives. Where that I don't like that, I don't want that lives. Where do you feel it? How does it speak that no to you? So now you can start shaking off that feeling of no. Now that you've really started paying attention to the physical sensations of a yes and a no. So it will be much easier to recognize them instead of overriding them or ignoring them. You're really learning to listen and be curious And now let's transition to the third one, the one where you simply don't know yet. You're not sure. Maybe you're 50-50. So think of something that you just don't know the answer to. Again, it might be a current situation. It can be something going on in your body or your life that you want to find out and you just don't know. So at this stage, you just don't know, and the best you can say is, I don't know. Or maybe. So now, instead of trying to know or getting rid of the fact that you don't know, I'm going to ask you to be open and curious about this and go into your body and feel what happens in your body when you just don't no. Like, how do you know that it's not a yes and it's not a no? What is different about this sensation? And just again, feel, where do you feel that? How do you relate to it? I really want you to feel this, I don't know, as a real sensation in your body. And notice your relationship to it. Maybe part of you thinks that something is wrong. And then you're grasping for an answer. So just notice that. And I really want you to give yourself permission to feel this feeling of not knowing without trying to fill that vacuum with trying to know. Scrambling for an answer. Instead, get curious and investigate the sensation of not knowing. Notice where in your body, what is it? How will you recognize it next time when you don't know something? How is your body letting you know that the answer is not here yet? And then notice for a moment what happens in your body when you hear me say, it's okay to not know. It's okay to not know. Thank you. just feel your response again in your body, what happens. And just allow that. Okay, now let's slowly start coming back again from this exploration, feeling what a yes and a no and an I don't know yet, what that feels like in your body. So just gently come back again. Take a nice few breaths, take your time. And make sure that you bring all your insights and experiences with you. And this may be a good time just to jot down a few things that you realized. So please take some time before you come all the way back to write down your insights. Remember what a yes and a no and an I don't know feel like in your experience. This is your body language that only you can know.